Blog Talk Radio.
There's a place dear to me where I'm longing to be with my friends at the old country church. There with mother we went and our Sundays were spent with my friends at the old country church.
Precious years of memories, oh what joy, they bring to me,
they bring to me,
how I long
once more to be with my friends at the old country church. As a small country boy, how my heart beat with joy when I knelt in the old country church. And the Savior above, by His wonderful love, saved my soul in the old country church.
Precious years of memory.
Oh, what joy
they bring to me.
How I long
once more to be
with my friends at the old country church. My thoughts make me weep, for so many now sleep in their graves near the old country church. And sometime I may rest with the friends I love best in a grave near the old country church.
Precious years of memory.
Oh, what joy
they bring to me.
With my friends at the old country church.
Well, good morning and greetings in the name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Let us pray. Most gracious Heavenly Father, Father, once again, as we go into thy word, we know, Father, that we need the Holy Spirit to give us guidance and to give us a greater understanding of the truth of this word, Father, so that we be not deceived by mankind, but that we have the truth, that we can move closer to the Lord Jesus Christ, to be stronger in faith, Father, to be able to do the works that you would call upon each of us to do. Now, Father, be with us through the study this morning, and I ask this all in Jesus' name. Amen. All right. We're going to be in 20. Paul doing some moving around again. We know that as we flow down 19, had a council meeting, you know, had a bunch of them felt that they had dismissed his sender. Now in verse 1 of chapter 20, and after the uproar was ceased, Paul called unto him the disciples and embraced them and departed for to go to Macedonia. Now, 2. And when he had gone over those parts and had given them much exhortation, he came unto Greece. 3. And there abode 3 months. And when the Jews laid wait for him, as he was about to sail to Syria, he proposed to return through Macedonia. And there accompanied him into Asia Sopater of Berea and of the Thessalonians of Tarsus and Secundus, and Gaius of Derbe and Timothy and of Asia Tychicus, and Trophimus. These going before tarry for us at Troas. You know, these men traveling with Paul at the end of this journey, probably those delegated by their churches to carry offerings for the collection Paul is taking to the needy Judean Christians. You know, we know that Paul would, as he traveled, take up collections for churches that were needy. And back in those days, the early church days, evidently there was a few of them that were needy. Now, 6. And we sailed away from Philippi after the days of unleavened bread. We came unto them to Troas in 5 days, for we abode 7 days. And upon the first day of the week, when disciples came together to break bread, Paul preached unto them, ready to depart on the morrow and continue his speech until midnight. Now this passage I've just read provides the clearest evidence that the New Testament churches assembled on the first day of the week. In fact, this was the primary service of the week. Paul stayed in time in Troas 1 full week. Then on Sunday, when disciples came together to break bread, Paul preached unto them. He consistently preached on the Jewish Sabbath, because that was the day that the Jews would gather in the synagogue. On Sunday, it would be virtually empty. But when Paul gathered the fellowship with the church, it was on Sunday, as revealed here, and in 1 Corinthians 16:2, Sunday was the day they received offerings. Sunday was the day they observed the Lord's Supper. The teaching of the apostles agreed with this practice. Only once do the apostles mention the Sabbath in teaching its proper place. Several other times reference is clearly made to the Sabbath. In each of these passages, Christians are urged not to allow the Sabbath to become an issue. Normally, Christians observe Sundays because of Christ's resurrection on Sunday and because of the early church example. Neither Saturday nor Sunday is, however, the Christian Sabbath. We worship a person, not a day. Every day is to be holy to the Lord. Remember the weekday to keep it holy. And you know, back then, now Luke has put this down, and from this, you get the idea that they only had 2 meetings a week. That was on Sunday, Saturday, and Sunday. Sunday, supposedly their main day, and Saturday was the Sabbath. But we know, because in Scripture, see, that's a footnote on the Greek. But in Scripture, it lets us know that they was there at the church meeting every day. So I've told you many times, I don't believe they ever had a lock on the door, because they met daily. And they would preach even way into the night. We know that from other studies that we have done. Now, the young man that fell out of the second loft to the floor and was dead, then was raised from the dead. That was done at midnight. Now, but, you know, we all try to do things that is different than the Word. And most of it is because of mankind that has changed things. We don't need those changes. We need to be following the Word of Almighty God. Now, 8. And there were many lights in the upper chamber where they were gathered together. And there sat in a window a certain young man named Eutychus, being fallen into a deep sleep. And as Paul was long preaching, he sunk down with sleep and fell down from the third loft and was taken up dead. Paul went down and fell on him and embracing him said, trouble not yourself, for his life is in him. When he therefore was come up again and had broken bread and eaten and talked a long while, even till break of day, complete night, so he departed, and they brought the young man alive and were not a little comforted. And you think what I was telling you was not so? He taught all night long. I was mistaken by one thing. I said the second law, and it was the third law. Now, 13. And we went up before the ship and sailed into Assos, there intending to take in Paul, for so had he appointed, finding himself to go afoot. He was going afoot there. 14. And when he met with us at Assos, we took him in and came to Mytilene. 15. And we sailed thence and came the next day over against Kos. And the next day we arrived at Samos and tarried at Troganum. The next day we came to Miletus. For Paul had determined to sail by Ephesus because he would not spend the time in Asia, for he hastened, if it were possible for him, to be at Jerusalem the day of Pentecost. They all tried to get to Jerusalem for these feasts. And Pentecost was one of them. Now, and from Miletus, he sent to Ephesus and called the elder of the church. And when they were come to him, he said unto them, you know from the first day that I came to Asia after what manner I have been with you at all seasons, serving the Lord with all humility of mind, and with many tears and temptations, which befell me by the laying in wait of the Jews. 20. And how I kept back nothing that was profitable unto you, but have shown you and have taught you publicly and from house to house, testifying both to the Jews but also to the Greeks, repentance toward God and faith toward our Lord Jesus Christ. 22. And now, behold, I go bound in the Spirit unto Jerusalem, not knowing the thing that shall befall me there. Now, 23. Say that the Holy Ghost witness in every city, saying that bonds and afflictions abide me. 24. But none of these things move me. Neither count I my life dear unto myself, so that I might finish my course with joy in the ministry which I have received of the Lord Jesus to testify the gospel of the grace of God. He's letting them know what's going on, isn't he? And just how he feels and how he is standing with the Lord Jesus Christ. And Paul is walking with no fear of death or anything in his life. And that is exactly the way we should be walking today, those that are born of Almighty God. Now, 25. And now behold, I know that ye all among whom I have gone preaching the kingdom of God shall see my face no more. Wherefore, I take you to record this day that I am pure from the blood of all men. In other words, he's got nothing to regret of his teaching because he has taught them the truth. Now, 27. For I have not shunned to declare to you all the counsel of God. He's given it to them as the Spirit gives it to him. All of his preaching and teaching is done with boldness and by the Spirit of Almighty God. That's the way it should be in our churches today. But regretfully, it is not. Now, there are those out there that are in churches that are teaching things that are contrary to the Word of God, and you need to get out of that church. And a church that is not teaching you about the Holy Spirit of God and what you need to do to get it, to receive it, find you another church that is teaching. 28. Take heed therefore unto yourselves and to all the flock over the which the Holy Ghost has made you overseers, to feed the church of God which he has purchased with his own blood. You see, the church is not ours. It is his. He purchased that, the church, with his blood. You see, the building is not the church, really. It's those that go there and meet. They are the church, and that's why the Holy Spirit lives within them. He don't live in that building. but it is a place for us to assemble. Gives us a meeting place, a place to where we can go and get together, be there in the presence of Almighty God, to worship Him, to study His Word, and to be able to walk closer as the Lord Jesus wants us to walk. Because He hated you and I, and He's sitting on the right hand of Almighty God, interceding for us. So it should be you and I praising and thanking Him for all He has done for us, and thanking the Father for sending, because He paid for each and every one of us. 29. I know this, that after my departing shall grievous wolves enter in among you, not sparing the flock. And boy, we see that today. Those wolves that comes in that is not teaching the truth of God's Word. Now, also of your own selves shall men arise, speaking perverse things, to draw away disciples after them. And you see, that's what a lot of them out here are doing today. They went and built these walls that they call denomination, caused division among mankind, and it was all done to draw men into them. Mankind into them. Now, sorry. Also of your own selves shall men arise, speaking perverse things, to draw away disciples after them. We've had a lot of them down through the days. We know a lot of them. 31, some even claiming to be the Lord Jesus Christ. Therefore, watch and remember that by the space of 3 years, I ceased not to warn everyone night and day, letting them know He has warned. 32, and now, brethren, I commend you to God and to the word of His grace, which is able to build you up and to give you an inheritance among all them which are sanctified. An inheritance among all them which are sanctified. We all are in on that inheritance. And we have that inheritance with even the Lord Jesus Christ. Now, 33. I have coveted no man's silver or gold or apparel. Ye yourselves know that these hands have ministered unto my necessities and to them that were with me. Oh, let them know that He's made most of His own way. 35. I have showed you all things, how that so laboring you ought to support the weak and to remember the words of the Lord Jesus, how he said, it is more blessed to give than to receive. And when he had thus spoken, he knelt down and prayed with them all. 37. And they all wept. They all wept so. And fell on Paul's neck and kissed him. He let them know that shortly they're not going to see him anymore. Now, 38. Sorrowing most of all for the words which he spake, that they should see his face no more, and they accompanied him unto the ship. They went with him to the ship. And they had all wept and cried and hugged and kissed him on the neck, because they were not to see him again. And we have come to the end now, chapter 20, and we will stop here for the morning. And God willing, we'll be in 21 this evening, and it's quite lengthy. In fact, it's 40 verses. I pray that you all have learned something from the message this morning that will make you a little stronger, and that you learned something that will help you to grow closer to the Lord Jesus Christ. Let us pray. Most gracious Heavenly Father, Father, once again, in closing your word, we thank you for your word. We thank you for the Lord Jesus Christ and for the Holy Spirit. Father, we thank you for the times that we can come together to share in your word and to share these with each other and with the Lord Jesus Christ and with you, Father, so that we can grow thereby. Grow in knowledge of your word so that we can help others as well as grow ourselves and be closer and walk, Father, in that friendship and fellowship with the Lord Jesus Christ and with you. Because, Father, we want that fellowship and to be a child in thy kingdom. Now, Father, I pray for Israel. I pray for this land. I pray that Israel will have peace and that they will all accept the Lord Jesus as their Savior and their Messiah. That those that have brought this evil upon this land, Father, that are sitting in high places, that has passed laws that should never have been passed. Passed things, Father, that should never have passed. That they be removed from office and be replaced, Father, with those who love you, love the Lord Jesus, loves the church and your people, and loves this land and works with us to help to bring this land to repentance and put our government back on the foundation in which it was founded, that being your word and the Lord Jesus Christ. Our Father, be with all of us that has been together this morning. Keep us throughout this day in health and keep us safe. Bring us back this evening together again at 6 p.m. Eastern Time. Father, in Jesus' name, I pray. Amen. All right, all. Have a great day. Walk close with the Lord, and He'll walk with you. Have a great day.